Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Me this Thursday afternoon to advise you on all of your interiors. Jenny Sheehan, of course, Workers College and Social Media, and Owen Kavanagh from the DIY Academy. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme. We're here to talk about styling walls, Jenny. Loads of different things people can do to make the most of those blank canvases.
Yeah, it's a scary concept, isn't it? Because it usually involves putting a hole in the wall, yeah. And then where do you go? And what if you hang it in the wrong place? So I think there are some really simple tips that people can learn. It's not so scary.
Yeah, this is putting up, well, shelves, I suppose,
putting
is
up
the
shelves,
first thing.
Yeah, and then styling it. Styling your shelf is a whole different ballgame. Like, if anyone goes on my Instagram and looks at the shelves that are over my dining table, I'm telling you now, that took me 2 days of just rearranging, putting things in different places, up and down. So
really?
That's why I'm a personal fan of picture shelves.
Right. If we are thinking, Owen, about putting up some shelves in our walls across our house, what do we need to consider first of all?
The first thing I think you need to consider is what type of wall it is. Is it a concrete wall or is it like a stud wall? And that would depend then on what type of fixing you're going to put in. Let's start with like a concrete wall. You're just drilling a hole with a masonry drill bit, putting in a wall plug and then putting a screw to screw the bracket or whatever it is into that then afterwards. And if it was a stud wall, using locating a stud, I find a magnet is a great little tip for locating a stud. The magnet will jump onto the screws that have attached the plasterboard to the wall. And then you can put a screw to screw something like a shelf or a picture or anything to the wall then.
So 2 days ago, my painter's finally finished the little project that has been undergoing for the last, Jenny, 3 months. And I'm too scared to put screws into the wall. So as everyone is always telling me, go and get these kind of
command
sticky
hooks.
Strips. It wasn't command hooks, wasn't what I used, but there was some kind of sticky strip thing that apparently could hold 1 kg of a photo frame.
Oh, yeah.
And next thing, 2 hours later, all I hear is smash, glass. I'm bloody raging about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So what did I do wrong?
Well, did you weigh what you were hanging up on it?
And no, but I know it's less than a kg.
Well, you never know. So the other thing is you can always use two. So if you're just dangling it on one.
I had two on it.
You had two, then I don't know what
I
you did.
I don't know what I did. I'm what you did. Fuming about it.
I guess I would just try and get like a plasterboard fixing. And if you go into any DIY store or builders providers and getting a plasterboard fixing, screw that directly into the plasterboard. And it doesn't matter then if you're going to hit a stud or not. It doesn't really make a difference if you use the right fixings.
Yeah. Where do you get those? Just any hardware?
Just any hardware store, really. Yeah. Or even builder providers as well are very good.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing you can do maybe in advance is just educate yourself on how to fix the hole before you make it. And
no,
then
to
you'll
be honest
a bit more
now, Jenny, I'm going to have to get an expert. I'm too scared after paying to get the place painted, and I love it, and I'm delighted with it, but I'm too scared to do anything now, to hang anything
on
the wall.
It's just painted, so repainting a little tiny part is not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, well,
so
you can ring the bank.
I'll be over it.
Right.
And sure the picture will cover it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's very true, actually. Right, texters getting in touch. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I have old IKEA shelves which are buckling under the weight and nearly falling off. We want to invest in something stronger because they're just hanging off at the moment. So what might you recommend?
You can't go, I mean, shelves are shelves, right? You know, all you need to make sure is that they're made of something relatively solid, like you want some type of an MDF that's going to hang up. If they're buckling under the weight of what you have on it, that's because you have too much weight for the type of shelf that you have on it. So it might mean that you might need to put in an extra bracket, for example. If there's, you know, one on either end, maybe you just need to put in a third bracket in the middle. If that's not on a stud, as Owen said, you get a plasterboard fixing. And that'll hold it up. Or you just get some extra shelves to, you know, take the weight of everything. And maybe you only have a few books on one shelf and maybe a few decorative items and then books on other shelves. So it sounds like what's there is just too heavy for the shelf itself.
We took down shelves own in the house when we moved in and then realised that this makes the paint job look really messy. We're looking to get nice wooden shelves in, but there seems to be quite bad holes in the wall. So how could we fix them?
I recommend just getting a bit of filler. Polyfiller is kind of a brand. Just getting a bit of filler, filling over any of the holes. Just overfill it a little bit. And then once it's dry, you can sand it smooth up again and then it's ready for painting.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do,
anyway.
Really.
Yeah. I want to hang up a new TV. I have a wall bracket, but I find that they're quite awkward to use. Any tips?
I would use a wall bracket hanging something like a TV. And if I was hanging a bracket onto the wall, if it was, say, something like a stud wall,
yeah,
something like a TV, I would really try and make sure that I hit the studs with a couple of those brackets to make sure that it's got a solid fixing. That's what I would class. So a couple of screws going into the timber studs will give you a good strong bind. Something like a 50 or 60 millimeter screw going through the plasterboard and in through the stud should give you a solid fixing.
Okay. This texter says, my husband loves to display his football trophies. I don't. They take up too much room. So I'm wondering, what might you advise on how to display a couple of them, but not a shrine to his athletic achievements? I love it. Any thoughts?
Well, you could have an alcove shrine behind a door, for example, so that you don't always see it if you
behind
don't want to.
Behind the door.
You can also, I think there's a nice idea of distributing around the place so that you have a little, you know, trophy, and then you can, you know, pair it with a nice little bunch of flowers. Maybe the bunch of flowers comes out a bit covering the trophy. But, you know, these things are lovely to have. They're achievements, they're family life, they're records of what happened. So I think with all of these things with shelf styling, there's kind of there's two rules of thumb. One is to group things in threes. It always looks better. It looks really, really nice. So that could be a trophy. It could be a vase. Could be a candle of differing heights. So that could be lovely. The second is look at the overall outline that you're creating.
What do you recommend for hanging pictures? Lots of text in about that.
Really, I suppose, depending on the size of the picture and the weight.
Not what I used.
Yeah, not what you used, yeah. If there's one or two brackets, kind of, I think that's usually pretty adequate for most pictures. The advantage of putting in like one bracket for hanging a picture is it's very easy to level it afterwards. Yeah. Mm. Whereas if you put two, sometimes if there's two brackets, it can be a bit more difficult for leveling it out afterwards.
What would take the weight of a large mirror, asks this listener, freestanding?
Again, freestanding?
Yeah, it was a freestanding, now they want to put it in the wall.
Yeah, so mirrors themselves are light, but a frame around a mirror can be really, really heavy. So it's helpful if you can stand on a weighing scales and then lift it up so you can see how much it weighs. And then you probably are looking at putting a screw into a stud.
Yeah, and finally, I recently painted my room dark and light grey. What colour shelves would you recommend?
White?
Asks this listener.
White shelves?
Yeah, well, I put white everywhere. So
grey is a funny one. It's actually quite difficult to match grey. So I would try to maybe just blend it with whatever other colours you have in your room. For example, the same colour as your wardrobe. It's hard to go wrong with white.
Yeah.
You know. Or what I would do absolute best is buy plain shelves that you can paint and paint them the same colour as your wall.
It's another way to get around it.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, plenty of advice for listeners today on how to make the most of those blank walls around your home. Jenny Sheehan, Workers' Cottage on social media. Owen Kavanagh from the DIY Academy. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.